With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Benjamin Netanyahu expresses gratitude for a week of diplomacy in Washington, D.C.
Israel's prime minister specifically thanked President Trump for setting a strong tone when the two leaders met on Monday.
Under his leadership, critical decisions that show his commitment and the American people's commitment to Israel have come to the fore instantly.
He reiterated Israel's position that Hamas cannot reconstitute in Gaza and that Iran can never have a nuclear weapon. House Speaker Mike Johnson underlined U.S. commitment to its Middle East ally.
Our support for Israel remains ironclad.
Both men spoke following a closed-door meeting on Capitol Hill Friday. George Williams reporting.
The Senate has confirmed Russell Vogt, President Trump's nominee for White House Budget Director.
Vogt was approved along party lines. Democrat Ed Markey voted no.
No to the costlier, sicker, unhealthier future that Donald Trump is creating.
Texas Republican John Cornyn says it's all about slashing federal spending.
We can't look at salvaging or saving Medicare and Social Security, but we can look at the hundreds of billions of dollars in mandatory spending programs that are on autopilot.
Vogt described the budget director's job as the best, most comprehensive approximation of the president's mind. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The Pentagon will deploy roughly 1,500 more active duty soldiers to the southern border to support President Trump's expanding crackdown on immigration. That would eventually bring the total to about 3,600 active duty troops at the border. The order has been approved to send a logistics brigade from the 18th Airborne Corps at Fort Liberty in North Carolina. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 444 points, the NASDAQ dropped 268. This is SRN News. Pro-lifers are cheering President Trump again.
This time it's for his decision to cut funding to the U.S. Agency for International Development. A lot of that cash was being used by USAID to promote abortion in foreign countries and limit population growth. Troy Newman of Operation Rescue says, quote, for many years, USAID was part of the criminal abortion cartel, promoting the killing of innocent babies in the womb and coercing developing nations to accept abortion. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The new Secretary of the Department of Veterans Affairs is a pastor. Doug Collins, whom the Senate confirmed this week, is a former Air Force chaplain, Iraq War veteran, and member of Congress. Some Democrats voted against him because he's pro-life, saying they're concerned that he would limit access to abortion and in vitro fertilization for veterans. The Department of Veterans Affairs manages a more than $350 billion budget. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks slumped as worries flared again on Wall Street about tariffs and inflation. The S&P 500 fell 0.9% and wiped out what would have been a modest gain for the week. The Dow sank 1%, and a sharp fall for Amazon after its latest profit report dragged the NASDAQ composite to a market-leading loss of 1.4%. Treasury yields rose after a preliminary report suggested U.S. consumers' expectations for inflation are jumping, and the latest update on the U.S. job market came in mixed. The Dow down 444 points to close at 44,303. The NASDAQ lost 268 to 19,523. The S&P 500 dropped 57 to 6025. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.